Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we begin the 10th and last perek of Maseches Basra, perek Get Pashut, says the Mishnah. Get Pashut Edov Mitocho, a regular star, where it's written all on one side of the page, where you write the star, the Edom are written, are signed on that side of the page, or Mekushar Edov Me'achorov. But if it's a Get Mekushar, which is a special way that they would make a star with folds and stitches and things like that, the Edom would sign, after you'd stitch it shut, the Edom would sign on the outside. If you have a regular get pashut, a regular star, get just means a star, that the edim are signed on the reverse side, or you have a get mukusha where the edim are signed on the inside, that's possible, it's not done properly. Then, no, if it's a get makushar and the edim are signed on the inside, that's kasher. Because you could always turn a get makushar into a get pashut. You just have to follow the minhag medina. So, if the minhag is to use a makushar or a pashut, and the person wants one type, and the sofer made the other type, so Mishumumumil holds that's still going to be kasher, because you don't really care so much which type, because they're both viable in this location, so you were just suggesting make this type, but it's perfectly fine if you made the other type. Mishnah base, get pashut edov b'shnayim. Get pashut is signed by two witnesses, and makusha b'shlosha. Get makusha is signed by a third witness as well. Pashut shekasu b'ed echad, if you have only one witness in a get pashut, makusha shekasu b'shnei edim. Or you have a get makusha that has only two witnesses, shnei psulim, they're possible because it doesn't meet the criteria that it needs. Kasu b'lzuzin me'adit nunsalayin esrin, if the words 100 zuzim, which is 20 slaim, are written in a shtar, ein lo ela esrin, then the guy can only claim 20 slaim, which is really 80 zuz, meaning it's a stira mineu bay, to say 100 zuz and esrim, 100 zuz would track to esrim v'chamesh, zuzim me'adi inun tflas and slaim. If you said 100 zuz, which is 30 slaim, which is also inaccurate, ein lo ela mana, he's only entitled to 100, not to the 120 that 30 slaim is really worth. So again, we go with the smaller amount, and then the rest is hamosim mechaver olavraya. Kasav zuzin di inun v'nimchak. But if he says silver zuzin that amount too, and then it's erased, and we don't see what the amount is. Sein pachas mishtayim. It's at least two silver zuzim because it's a plural word that he used. Kasav slaim di inun v'nimchak. If he says silver slaim, which are the following amount, and the next word is erased. Ein pachas mishtayim. So it's no less than two because slaim is always at least two. Darkonos di inun v'nimchak. If it says darkonos in the amount of, and again the next word is erased. Darkon is a type of coin. So in pachas mishtayim again, it's at least two. Kasabo milamalamana milamatamasayim. If the star says 100 zuz at the top of the document, at the top of the page, and then later down toward the bottom of the page at the end of the star, it says 200 milamalamasayim milamatamana, or vice versa. Hakol halichachar tachton. We go with what it says at the bottom of the star. Imkein lamakosin es elyon. Well, then why do we even write anything at the top of the star? Shem timachi kosachas min hatachton nilman min elyon. The only reason we write stuff at the top of the star is in case something gets erased at the bottom of the star, we'll have the top of the star to refer back to. But that's all it's for. It's a reference point. It's not really what's mechayiv. So let's review it with them today. In Mishnah Aleph, we said that on a get pashut the edim sign inside, on a makusha they signed outside. If you do it the wrong way, then it's pasul. Rabbi Chaim Gamliel says no. If it's a get makusha where the edim signed inside, that's okay because you could always turn it into a get pashut. And Rishon Gamliel says everything follows the minhag medina in terms of the types of shtar that they write. Then in Mishnah Beis we said that there are two edim on a get pashut, three on a get makushar, and if you do that wrong, if you have less than that, then it's pasul. And then we spoke about stiras in the language of the shtar. If it says 100 zuz but 20 slaim, or 100 zuz that 30 slaim, you always get the lesser amount. And anytime you use a plural, it doesn't say a number, we always assume it's two, because that's the minimum of a plural. If there's a stira between the top of the star and the bottom of the star, we always follow the bottom of the star. Top of the star is just there as a reference point in case anything is erased or vague at the bottom of the star. So from tomorrow, we'll pick up the Perek Yud Mishnah Gimel.